This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And it is a great nation despite the fact that our president and his party seem to have linked themselves onto a great mistake. It's not just a mistake, it may also be illegal, unconstitutional. I'm talking about President Biden's plan to forgive $10,000 or $20,000, depending on who you are, in terms of student loan debt. What right does he have to do that according to our laws? Not much, says Andy McCarthy, who is a best-selling author, contributing editor at National Review, a Fox News contributor, and most importantly, a former chief assistant U.S. attorney. Andy, you have written that you believe that the challenges that have been put forward by some conservative think tanks and by six attorneys general of different states, challenges to the student loan scheme of President Biden, those challenges could actually prevail, that it is dubious that President Biden has the right to spend this $420 billion of the people's money.
Yeah, Michael, I think this is one of the more peculiar litigations that we'll see, in that it's clear what the bottom line answer is, which is that Biden does not have the constitutional authority to do what he's done. But because this is being resolved in the courts, obviously Congress is at a standstill. They're not going to, even though they should not, they should defend the prerogatives of Congress and not let him do this. But, you know, the politics of it is they won't. So the challenge in court always is standing. That's a hurdle you have to get over. You have to be able to show that you have, an individualized injury. The fact that something is bad policy or even just that it's against the law is not enough to get in the door for a civil lawsuit. You actually have to show that you have a unique, concrete injury that puts you in a different category than the rest of us. And that's ordinarily a good thing. I think, you know, the idea behind standing is that we don't want the courts to be our super legislature that resolves the major issues in American life. We want them there to resolve cases where people have individual harms. But here, obviously, this is such an atrocious policy that we're hoping that that it gets a hearing, and I think it will.
And the best plea for standing, it's not enough to simply say this is unfair, that people who've already paid off their college loans are basically being cheated on something like this because they felt we are going to have an obligation to do this, and now here there are literally millions of people who aren't going to have to or going to be able to forget about at least $10,000 of their obligation. That's not standing enough.
No, the fact that something is just bad policy and that it's been illegally implemented by the executive branch without any authority from Congress is not enough for an individual person or entity to get in the door. But the standing requirements, Michael, are not insuperable. And the lawsuit that was brought by the Pacific Legal Foundation on behalf of some individual people, they probably will get in the door, although I worry that Biden can probably tweak the executive guidance to try to give them a pass. It's a little bit of a complicated situation, but basically they are in a category of people who, because they did public service, their loans would have been forgiven anyway, but they are in states that if you get complete loan forgiveness outside of that program, there's a tax penalty for it. So they can show an individual tax penalty. And the suit that was filed by the states probably has an even clearer shot at being heard by the courts, because those states actually service loans and make income on and get revenue from that. So the fact that that those loans disappear is actually they'll be able to show some injury. And again, it doesn't have to be monumental injury, but there has to be something concrete that you can say it's unique to you.
Now, CNBC, which nobody would say is part of the conservative team or the GOP team, they just an hour ago, they covered that GOP challenges to Biden's student loan forgiveness plan put debt relief in jeopardy. And then millions of Americans who've been celebrating news of student loan forgiveness are now stuck in limbo as legal challenges to the plan mount. So these legal challenges could slow this process at the very least, no?
Yes, absolutely. And I think, you know, it's a regrettable pattern that we've seen really since I think Barack Obama brayed that he was once the Republicans took over control of Congress, he basically said, you know, look, I have a pen and I have a phone, and really in a very audacious way, essentially said that he was going to run the country by executive power. And the first manifestation of that was, of course, in the immigration area, where he had, I think it was over a dozen times, said that he didn't have authority to act on his own, that he needed, you know, congressional green light. And then when it was clear that politically he couldn't get that, he said, well, who cares? I'm going to just go ahead and do it myself.
This is on the DACA program, yeah.
Yes, exactly right. And ever since then, you know, what we basically have is presidents trying to make policy based on interpretations of administrative statutes. And as soon as they announce a policy, what happens is people tootle into court and say it violates the Administrative Procedures Act or it violates the Constitution. Here, I think it really does clearly violate the Constitution. So I would hope in any situation where you had something this egregious that that people would agree that it should be undone. But I just think it's an unfortunate fact of the way we're now governed that, you know, I think the framers expected that Congress was going to protect its constitutional prerogatives regardless of party. And what the progressive movement does is it basically gravitates to whatever part of government can advance progressive policies. And when they control the executive branch, they encourage the president to engage in phone and pen governance. So not the way it's supposed to be run, but it's what we're stuck with at the moment.
Andy, if we could continue the conversation about something else that has been happening today, which is the beginning of the seditious conspiracy trial for people from Oath Keepers who have a very right. novel defense, which I'm sure you're on track with. Aren't they claiming that they were justified in taking the steps toward what they themselves called civil war? They claim they're justified in doing that because President Trump was going to invoke the Insurrection Act. Now, what exactly does all of this mean, and what does it have to do with the idea that the leaders of Oath Keepers are on trials beginning today regarding their participation in January 6th? We will get a perspective on that, and a perspective you can trust because it's balanced, it's clear, it's extremely well-informed from Andrew McCarthy of National Review and of Fox News, coming right back on the Michael Medved Show. Andy, we will be back and try to understand what the Insurrection Act would have meant had it been invoked, and maybe why it wasn't invoked, which, thank God. We will be right back on The Medved Show.
You're listening to The Michael Medved Show.
Washington Policy Center sounded the alarm on the stealth income tax on capital gains and exposed emails showing the ultimate goal of a broad-based income tax. Join WPC for as little as $5 a month and subscribe to our weekly newsletter or plan an elegant evening out and come see the 70th Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, and filmmaker and researcher Chris Rufo keynoting our annual dinner in Bellevue. That's on Friday, October 14th. Tickets and details at WPCdinner.com. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member, MedHead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Michael Medved show, one of the things that people love to do with sports is to sort of handicap which team is most likely to win. And that would have been an interesting process concerning the Detroit-Seattle game that happened yesterday. And by the way, go Mariners. The Mariners are going to be in the playoffs for the first time in 21 years. We're speaking to Andrew McCarthy, not about sports, though I know he cares about that too, but about what's going on in a trial right now where there are four leaders and members of Oath Keepers, which is a militia-like group. The Oath Keepers have been accused of seditious conspiracy, which is a very serious charge that would bring with it significant jail terms. And Andy, which side do you like, based upon the opening statement so far by the prosecutors and the defense? Which side do you like in terms of this case so far, the prosecution or the defense of the Oath Keepers?
Yeah, well, I'm against my better judgment, I'm rooting for the United States. and I say against my better judgment because I happen to, when I work for the United States, I happen to have tried the last big seditious conspiracy case that the Justice Department prevailed in.
Wow.
And my which was against the Blind Sheikh and the jihadists back in, we had a little 10-month trial in 1995. And I really wish the government had not brought a seditious conspiracy case here, because what the crime requires is proof beyond a reasonable doubt that people conspired to levy war against the United States or to oppose the authority of the government by force. And in my case, it was kind of the textbook case, Michael, for this, because we had jihadists in the United States who made no bones about the fact that they were at war with America. And when they bombed the World Trade Center and tried to simultaneously bomb other targets in New York, they were projecting force on the level of something that was a lot bigger, that obviously, than a crime wave. So that was a pretty clear case, even though it's a very rarely invoked statute. Here you have the complication where the defendants can actually plausibly say that they were acting, they thought, at the behest of the head of the government, the head of the executive branch of the government, which I think makes it very complicated to try to show. I mean, in these people's heart of hearts, our jihadists wanted to destroy the United States and destroy our system. The people on trial here are very misguided. I think they deserve to go to jail and be convicted of a number of other things. But I think in their heart of hearts, they believe they were trying to save the United States because they believed the nonsense the president was saying. And I don't really think that's a good tapestry against which to bring a seditious conspiracy case.
What about as a an item of defense? What would be the relevance? President Trump never invoked the Insurrection Act. I don't think he ever really talked about invoking the Insurrection Act publicly. Had he invoked the Insurrection Act, would that have given the right to the Oath Keepers to arm themselves and to organize opposition to the government?
It would not have, because the Insurrection Act can only be invoked to suppress rebellion or domestic violence, or it allows for the president to bring in military force, including militias, when law enforcement has broken down. That's not – these people caused law enforcement to break down. They weren't reacting to law enforcement being broken down. But I think, Michael, the reason that they're talking about the Insurrection Act is that the government has a lot of alarming text evidence and other evidence of communications where it was clear that these guys regarded themselves as a militia. So since that evidence is going to come before the jury, I think they probably figure they have to have a story for, you know, why as a militia it would have been appropriate for them to respond to the theft of the election. And, you know, there was a lot of talk on these in these texts about hoping that Trump would call them out as a militia. But I don't see that there was any basis to invoke the Insurrection Act. I think you could argue that he could have invoked the Insurrection Act during, for example, when they were burning the cities after George Floyd, and it was clear that in some places ordinary law enforcement had broken down. There was an argument, as even Senator Cotton said at the time, for bringing the military in to restore order, because ordinary law enforcement's not equipped to restore order once order's been lost. I don't see how that would have applied to the Capitol situation, because it was the rioting that was caused by the militias. They wouldn't have been called out to react to rioting.
Are you hopeful that we will be able to put an end to the consequences and the judgments regarding January 6th and regarding that very, very dark day, that we'll be able to move beyond that at some time before President Biden leaves office?
No.
You think we got at least 2 more years of this?
Yeah, and I hate to say this, but I think it's because President Trump, I think the Democrats want to run against President Trump.
They sure do.
And I think Trump has, and I think Trump has a powerful motive to run, because his best defense against the mounting investigations of him, which include January 6th, is that, he wants to create a situation that the Democratic administration is using its law enforcement authorities to go after its, Biden's chief rival for the White House. I think if he weren't running, they'd have much less in the way of qualms about indicting him. He's only useful to them while he's a candidate, because I think they think that he can win the nomination, but he can't win the general election. So as much as they're trying to build prosecutable cases against him, I think they also don't want to take him off the field. And I think he realizes if he takes himself out of contention, then the argument for not prosecuting him is diminished, if that makes sense. So I just think we're in for it for another couple of years.
Which is not a cheerful proposition, but probably a very accurate and balanced perspective, as usual, from Andrew McCarthy. He is a contributing editor at National Review. We've published some of his most recent pieces. We've posted them up at our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back with an explosion in two different locations far away from each other of tire slashing. More than 100 tires slashed in Alameda. We'll get to that and more coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukraine President Zelensky announced on Sunday his military forces had retaken full control of the strategically important eastern city of Lyman. The invader, Russian President Vladimir Putin, proclaimed the area would belong to his country forever. Authorities in Denmark announced both the Nord Stream natural gas pipelines have stopped leaking. Undersea blasts that damaged the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines last week led to huge methane leaks. Nordic investigators said the blast involved several hundred pounds of explosives. Hurricane Ian was a tremendous blow to the people of Florida and the Carolinas, who are already suffering from the economy and the lasting effects of the COVID pandemic. Representative Ralph Norman of South Carolina on Newsmax over the weekend.
The two main industries in South Carolina which are hit hard with this are the tourism and then the farming. We've got over 25,000 farms.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Michael Medved Show, there are two different reports from two very liberal parts of the country, the San Francisco Bay Area and Portland, Oregon. And this is something relatively new. And it's very strange that this happened in two different locales, locales that are hundreds of miles away from each other. That, well, first, the NBC Bay Area report from something devastating that happened in Alameda, California. Alameda, for people who don't know, Alameda County is the county east of San Francisco, the East Bay, that includes Berkeley and Oakland. Alameda is considered a more moderate part of the county, more a little bit more blue collar. But here is the report for what happened in Alameda. It was pretty shocking. From clip 10.
At first glance, it might look like this tire ran out of air, but when dozens of people in this Alameda complex awoke Saturday to the same thing, they realized it wasn't a coincidence.
Two of my tires were slashed, and all the other tires that live in my apartment building were too.
Alameda police say overnight, someone slashed the tires of at least 160 cars along the west side of the city. They've arrested a suspect, described as a 25-year-old Alameda resident. But the damage has already been done.
I did call AAA for a tow, and the estimated time of arrival was, I think, three and a half hours.
Yeah. Tow trucks were in and out of parking lots all day.
It took about, like, 5 hours to find a tire and get it fixed. Some people don't have their tires fixed yet.
Debbie Dole managed to find new tires, but now she's out $700.
It's ridiculous, you know, it's expensive.
These residents are hoping this act of mass vandalism prompts their complexes to invest in surveillance cameras. And at this point, Alameda police say they don't have a motive for this crime.
Okay. If you think about this and you think about putting yourself in that situation, wouldn't you want that suspect 160 cars? 160 cars slashing tires? Should there be a very lengthy prison term? Don't you think? And by the way, this is the weirdest thing. I had read about this thing in Alameda. I was horrified. And then this morning I found out Portland, Oregon as well. This is a report from KGW8 in Portland. Listen.
Portland police first responded Saturday morning to a vehicle with slashed tires on Northeast 72nd Avenue, only to find the damage was widespread, reaching cars parked several blocks away on Northeast 77th. Later, they found 20 more vandalized vehicles in the neighborhood west of Roseway Heights Middle School.
We're in a war that nobody told us about. These are critical times, hard to deal with. What's Portland? What is up with Portland?
It's horrible. It's like, it's so senseless. This photo of the alleged suspect is now circulating on social media.
What was in his mind? That's the thing I would like to know. What was in his mind? Could we have helped him?
On some of these cars with the tires slashed were handwritten notes threatening neighbors if they called the city. This leaving some concerned and ultimately confused.
Yeah, people are having these notes left on their car, and it sounds like, you know, haha, the cops aren't even going to do anything, even if you try to report it.
I'm not too threatened about it. The city of Portland needs to grapple with these things in a kind of an intelligent way rather than reactionary.
What does that mean? What does that mean? And what about the comment, gee, I wish we had known about this guy. Could we have helped him? There's something terribly wrong and weird here. And what's most fascinating is both these occurrences were on Friday night, Saturday. Was it some holiday, some observance, anything? An anniversary of something? Why would there be two cities that are hundreds of miles apart from each other? What is it? Must be, and I think it's at least 200 miles from Portland, at more than 200 miles from Alameda, California to Portland, Oregon. And what connects these two incidents? Or is it just coincidence? And once they do establish a suspect, and when you're talking about that many tires, at least 50 in Portland and 160 in Alameda, is it one individual who slashes 160 tires on 160 different cars? And apparently most of the cars, they slashed at least two tires. So it's appalling. And obviously, it contributes to the sense that many Americans have about crime getting out of control, not being able to enjoy simple sense of safety and security. There were comments about that by Senator John Kennedy, Republican of Louisiana, talking about crime in the upcoming elections. This is clip 15.
Violent crime is surging in Louisiana. Woke leaders blame the police. I blame the criminals. A mom should not have to look over her shoulder when she's pumping gas. I voted against the early release of violent criminals, and I opposed defunding the police. Look, if you hate cops just because of the cops, I'm John Kennedy, and I approve this message.
Okay, and then there's a punchline that we didn't hear there. If you hate cops just because they're cops, the next time you get in trouble, call a crackhead. Which Senator Kennedy, somebody who is noted for his humor, is this a legitimate issue for the elections coming up? I mean, Democrats question that it is. Of course it's a legitimate issue. And does it matter if a local member of Congress supports police or not? Yes, it does. And there are federal policies, of course, that I think very, very much with a new Republican House of Representatives are going to show a pro-law enforcement bias, and they should. In another part of the world, talking about law and order, Iran is blaming America and Israel for ongoing riots over the death of a woman who was arrested by their morality police for failing to wear a hijab correctly. By the way, there's a substantial Kurdish population in Iran, and the woman who was killed was also Kurdish, and this has also been one of those things that the Kurdish community has been indignant about. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, the aging and ailing supreme leader, has said the violent protests were planned by Israel and the U.S. He said they are a plot to destabilize Iran as he tried to quell the unrest. The protests were sparked by the death of Mahsa Amini, 22 years old, in police custody. We will talk a little bit further about the ongoing debate about the Oath Keepers trial. There's also a challenge to my suggestion that an obsession with election fraud is actually going to discourage people from participation in the upcoming elections. Isn't it clear that that is the case? We will get to that and to much more coming up on the MedVet Show.
You're a nice guy.
Michael MedVet.
Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company, Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Concerning the trend, and it appears to be a trend, of slashed tires. There was a piece in the New York Post, and then this is back in July, but it's this year. And it says in the New York Post, the eco warriors who deflated the tires of dozens of SUVs in the Big Apple have struck in at least 3 other U.S. cities. And threatened to expand massively across the country. Okay, first of all, there are two differences here. The story in the Post suggests that these were people who were deflating the tires, not necessarily slashing them. Obviously, if you've deflated a tire, it can be reinflated. If you slash a tire, it's not so easy. And secondly, the New York Post, that it was people aiming directly at SUVs. Now, I'm not saying that that's forgivable. Oh, it's just they're just hitting SUVs. No, you can't. It's still vandalism, and it's still attack on your fellow citizens, and still should land you, especially if you're hitting a lot of different cars of strangers, land you in jail for a long time. Really? Because of the accumulated pain and loss that you're causing for innocent people. And the idea that you somehow are helping the environment. Here's one of the questions about that. If you're causing people to have to throw away their old slash tires or to get new tires, or basically you're not doing any favors for the environment. What an absurdity. What a sickness. It's all nauseating and horrible. And speaking of nauseating and horrible, Vice News ran a piece all about convicted sex offenders. And one of the statements in the Talmud that has always, Jewish scripture, has always informed my point of view, is that people who are kind when they ought to be cruel will end up being cruel when they ought to be kind. And convicted sex offenders really are not, it seems to me, tremendous candidates for kindness and forgiveness and understanding, Vice News ran a piece about convicted sex offenders and how they have to deal with the stigma and ostracism by society, including restrictive housing laws that prohibit them from living in many areas of the country. Okay, if you live in a given neighborhood, say it's a suburban neighborhood, is it legit to say I don't want convicted sex offenders, maybe with multiple convictions, to live nearby or live near our elementary schools? But here's when this segment from Vice News goes off the rails and sort of ends with a little bit of a surprise to the reaction of some of the subjects of the sympathy that they are featuring. Listen.
How do you balance trying to start a new life and start fresh with the resentment that I imagine you feel for everything that's happened?
I ain't got time for the resentment. Like, life gotta include every element, every different scenario, and I accept mine.
Are you hopeful for your future?
I'm definitely hopeful. I like the position I'm in. I ain't finna let stuff stop me. Not even this. Or DNA, or a person's opinion. Like, we all out here in this world, and we all gotta make it happen, and ain't nothing stopping me. So, like, I'm very hopeful and confident.
After this interview, Ashif sent a picture of his penis to our producer. He later said through his lawyer that he sent it by mistake.
I know nothing.
I'm sorry, how do you send it by mistake? Well, again, benefit of the doubt. There's also somebody who has been making a lot of mistakes recently. And what's incredible to me, I've really begun to feel a lot of pity, sympathy for Mehmet Oz. For by the way, I really do hope he pulls it out and he wins the Senate seat in Pennsylvania. Not because he's so great, but because John Fetterman is so sad and such a disgrace. For instance, the Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania, who is the front runner right now in the Senate race in Pennsylvania. He's a Democrat, of course. He says he's happy to release first-degree murderers. What? This is what it sounds like. Clip 7.
I'm happy that he's going to be going home to his family, and that even if you're not moved by, again, the morality of having these folks go back home, despite serving sentences that were in excess to what the crime was, a financial burden, that's the honor on the state and the taxpayers.
What's the question about
the innocence? Certainly, there can always be.
Okay, that's John Fetterman, and then he actually revealed the story behind his tattoos because Tucker Carlson had erroneously called them fake tattoos. But I'll tell you what's fake is his ability to serve in the U.S. Senate, considering his public appearances, particularly after his stroke. This is in light of some of his most recent head-scratching interviews. The Republican National Committee released a collage of his recent public appearances. This is clip 13.
The Eagles are so much better than the Eagles.
And make sure you take advantage of this amazing opportunity to, the only thing you have, stand to lose, is your record.
What is wrong with demanding for an easy, safe kind of their income, a path to a safe place for them to win? And I can champion the union way of life in D.C. If you come out and step with us, we will be able to stand with you in D.C.
The debate, and he has agreed to a debate with Dr. Oz, and Look, I think that Dr. Oz made a mistake when he referred to what most people would call a vegetable tray as crudités. Crudités, I can tell you, has not really been in our vocabulary or in my wife's vocabulary, anyone's vocabulary. But really, imagine how Dr. Oz would feel, or basically how national Republicans would feel, that this entire control of the U.S. Senate could come down to this particular Senate race between Mehmet Oz and John Fetterman. Pennsylvania's Lieutenant Governor and U.S. Senate candidate John Fetterman is opening up about the personal meaning behind his tattoos following Fox News' Tucker Carlson's claims that the ink is nothing more than a costume. In an op-ed published by NBC News on Sunday, the 53-year-old Fetterman writes that each of the 9 tattoos on his right forearm marks a day on which someone died violently while I was mayor of Braddock, Pennsylvania. The first one that I tattooed on my arm is 01-16-06. That's the date on which Christopher Williams was shot dead while delivering pizzas, Fetterman writes. Fetterman goes on to detail the other dates memorialized by his tattoos, writing that they all serve as reminders of the people we have lost and that I am fighting for. This came in an email from Keith. And Keith asks me, he says, so you think if people weren't thinking about election fraud that they would be concerned and take action on the national debt? What in the world would ever lead you to believe that? I do think people are more likely to vote if they are not obsessed with election fraud. Because if they're obsessed with election fraud and people believe the elections are not fair, it's one of the things that keeps them home instead of voting, which is something we want all conservatives to do for the national debt and other reasons as well to benefit and protect this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.